Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, that should have gotten your blood pumping. Now, so imagine that you're in a room that's huge, and it's got 1,000 children in it, about 300 Americans, about 150 Americans, and about 300 Zambian translators, counselors, partners that are all part of the team, walking into an auditorium where that music is playing really loud. They've never done these numbers before. Some have, some haven't. But it's lots of fun, and I wanted to share that with you. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to give you an update. This year, 2019, Lee and I went to Zambia twice. We went in January, and we also went in June. So I'm going to start with January. It's going to be very sequential here. But I want to give you a little overview about the ministry that we're doing in Zambia that you are a part of. So the first slide that you see up here is really on the left. You can see kind of grayed out, but it shows the world map and then Zambia where it is. And it takes about 21 hours of flight to get there. It's a blast. Okay, so maybe not. Zambia is in South Central Africa. It's a landlocked nation. It's about the size of Texas and has a population of about 15 million people, and half of them are under the age of 16. And about 1 million of them are orphans, mostly because of AIDS. So AIDS has just decimated the 20, 30, and 40-year-old generation. In the center, what you see is kind of a map of Lusaka that shows you on the right-hand side, you can see where the Tree of Life is, which is where we go for camp life. But then over on the left-hand side, you see the gold circle. That's the northwest area of Lusaka, and that's where most of the kids that we do work with come from. A community called George or Garden and Mateo. And so, but kids come to camp life, depending on the week, from all over the Lusaka area. So a little bit of background about Family Legacy. That's the ministry that we work with. They're headquartered in Dallas, Texas. They were founded in 2002. They only do work in Lusaka, Zambia. That's the only place that they do work. They're not affiliated with any particular church or denomination. It is a Christian ministry. And so there's people from all over the place as far as the people that come to camp life. There are three aspects to the ministry of Family Legacy. The first one is called camp life, and that's what you hear us talk about the most. Camp life is 7 weeks of camp in our summer, which is their winter, so I never get this hot when we do all the dancing and running around with the kids and everything, because it's pretty typically very pleasant weather. And so each week, a group of mostly Americans, but we had people from Australia and Canada and Europe, England, that were there with us this summer. So it's starting to, you know, get all over the place, but about 115, because that's the capacity of what they have for the elements of provisions and accommodations and everything. Excuse me. So each week, a different group of people come in, and for each person that comes, 10 to 12 kids get to come to camp. So you do the math, 115 times 10, it's well over 1,000 kids that are in camp, and each week it's a different group of kids and a different group of adults that are there. And it doesn't have to be adults. If you're a teenager and you want to go, I'm going to put your mom and dad on the spot right now and say you need to go. So that's how camp life works. Then they have Legacy Academy schools that are run by Family Legacy. They have, and the count is a little confusing, but it's either 24 or 26 schools. You'll see in one of the videos I'm going to show you that they say 26, so I'm not exactly sure. They're the largest privately operated school system in the city of Lusaka, which is the capital, which means they're probably the largest in the nation. It's first through 12th grade, and there's about 15,000 students that are in their school system now. 15,000. That's a lot of kids. And then the third aspect of the ministry is called the Tree of Life, which is a piece of property that they bought that's about 200 acres, where they have homes that are built, one of them being Promise House, which you helped Lee and I to raise money to build Promise House. And Promise House is one of 64 homes that are on the property there, along with a school that's there, along with the Legacy Center, which you're going to see in a few minutes in a video, and about 700 kids that live there. Now, the kids that live at the Tree of Life are usually either double orphans, where they're both their parents are gone, or there was a situation in their home life which was not good. Could have been abuse, could have been neglect, could have been abandonment, could have been a whole lot of different things, actually. When our daughter Krista went to Zambia, what she was doing was working with the Zambian Child Protective Services, and they would go into homes that reports had been made where children were being abused or lots of horrible things. And she would be part of the team that would take the children out of the home. And they work with the government there. Everything that they do is legal. They become temporary guardians of the kids as they then move into the Tree of Life to live there. So those are the three aspects of the ministry: Camp Life, Legacy Academy Schools, and the Tree of Life. So we went in January for the graduation ceremony for kids that are graduating from the school at the Tree of Life, and there were 17 students that graduated from there. And while that might not sound like a lot to you, to graduate from high school in Zambia is huge. It's like if everybody went and got a PhD. I mean, it's just unheard of. 93% of the population never even gets to go to high school. So to go to high school and finish and graduate, that's a huge thing. But in addition to that, the kids that live in the compounds and continue to go to school in the Legacy Academy schools, there were 204 students that graduated. So they had two separate graduations that we attended both of them. It was really exciting. And I want you to meet Joseph. But Joseph is right here, right in the center. Joseph graduated from high school, and Joseph was one of the original 12 boys that moved into Promise House in 2013. So it's huge to be able to be a part of that. And then they surprised me. And when I went back for Camp Life, Joseph was one of my two translators that worked with me. So he's one of my partners. So he's really great. He's a great kid, and he's going through a thing now called Excel Beyond, which I believe is the next slide. And it is. So this is a short video that I want to share with you about a program that they have, go ahead, called Excel Beyond.
High school graduation. Nice and loud. A day that many Zambian kids never imagined would come, and a day many of our Legacy Academy students long for. For most, this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the generosity of sponsors who supported them through the 12th grade. A new chapter awaits, and a new question arises for these new young adults. What's next? Here at Family Legacy, our vision is to change the nation of Zambia one child at a time, to empower young adults to become all that God has intended them to be. But this process doesn't stop after graduation. A high school diploma alone does not ensure success for these students. That is where Excel Beyond steps in. It's a bridge program that equips young adults for their next season. It provides life skills, discipleship, and career training while making sure Christ is at the center. Our students feel more prepared. Their dreams and careers are a few steps closer. These are the ones who are changing the nation of Zambia.
Excel Beyond prepares students to become better adults, to have an influence in their families, and to transform their communities. And once that is done, the nation is going to be transformed.
Excel Beyond has been a platform for me to actually see my future quite easily.
I don't know where I would have been without Excel Beyond.
Excel Beyond is a multifaceted program that starts with a gap year. During this year, every high school graduate will go through a series of workshops and trainings. These classes prepare the students for adulthood and prepare them for things such as how to manage their finances, write resumes, and carry themselves in a professional manner. It exposes them to entrepreneurship opportunities, such as starting and running a small business.
One thing that we really appreciate about the business entrepreneurship, work for life training, the feedback that we've got is that some students have actually gone ahead and started their own small businesses to help themselves and their families.
During this same period, students also participate in internships. They carry these throughout all of our family legacy departments and with our partnered companies and organizations outside of family legacy. At the end of this year, they will have gained applicable knowledge, work experience, and skills to live independently. The Excel Beyond program also supports students through higher education. For those who qualify, our Family Legacy team assists our university students through the whole process, from the application to the very first day of class, to then checking in on them to ensure they have all they need to succeed while in school. Family Legacy has an outstanding and growing relationship with several top schools in Zambia and in Africa.
You know, we've partnered with the Excel Beyond and Family Legacy because we know one thing it does is, you know, it helps us to receive, you know, students who are Christ-centered already. So what we do is we groom them for the next 4 years to make them ready.
Many students wouldn't be able to attend on their own, but through sponsorship, further education is now a possibility.
Actually, I never thought that I would have this opportunity. In fact, there are a lot of people that would want to have this opportunity, but yet they do not have it, and I have it.
Really unbelievable. I never really thought that I would have a chance to go to school and get my own degree. I'm lost for words. Like, it's really amazing.
If it wasn't for education or for family legacy taking me to school, I wouldn't have been where I am. So it really means a lot to me.
When you go to the university, you need to have your mind is in order. So I knew what to expect when going to the university through the same program, Excel Beyond.
Because someone sponsored me, I can proudly say that I'll be graduating this year in June.
For sponsored students who don't qualify for higher education, our Excel Beyond program helps connect these high school graduates to internships or employment, along with those who have graduated from college. God's plan is unique for each one of these students, and many of their lives will look different. At Family Legacy, we believe this to be true, and we do not leave any stone unturned. The job placement component benefits all Excel Beyond students, so that at the end of the gap year, or upon completion of university, we can transition them into their next season of life.
I can say that before I even graduate, opportunities have already been coming and I've already been called for interviews.
I have the opportunity to impact my generation in a very positive way.
Through years of sponsorships, Family Legacy has been equipping, discipling, investing, and pouring into the lives of these adults who were once vulnerable children. Now, connecting them to a job is the final step in launching them to be a contributing member of their community. This has been our goal all along, the final step in the process of changing Zambia one child at a time.
So just to provide some clarification, the reason it's called a gap year, in the United States, when you go to high school and you graduate in May or June, you get a couple of months off and then you start, if you're going to go to college, you start in September timeframe. But in Zambia, they almost have an institutionalized year of break because you graduate from high school in actually December, and then it takes the government about 3 months to grade your high school graduation tests, because even though Family Legacy schools are privately run in order to get a diploma that's recognized by the Zambian government, the test has to be graded by the Zambian government, and it takes them about 3 months to do that, which means you didn't get a chance to start in January for the freshman year of college. So you have to wait a whole year to get to go to college in the next year, which is really broken. I mean, that's just, there's something wrong. I'm sorry. There ought to be a way to fix that, and I'm sure that great minds will do that, like the kids that are graduating from Legacy Academies, and in a few years they'll fix that problem. For example, Jesper, who is one of the students that I started, or one of the kids that I started working with back in 2011, Leo and Lorraine sponsor him. He's going to be graduating in 2019. Wally sponsors a young man named Isaac, who's like this tall, and he's going to be graduating. And then we have some kids that are going to be graduating in 2020, so we're going to be going back again for that. So, and Sharon. And Sharon, that's right, Sharon's going. She just doesn't know it yet. Okay, so now we're going to transition. Lee and I came home from going for the graduations, and now we went back again in June for camp life. And I told you there were 7 weeks. We typically go to week 3 or week 5 because that's the weeks that the kids from George come to camp. So just to give you a sense for what it's like, on Friday morning, Larry, where's Larry? Larry is our Uber. He picks us up at 6 o'clock in the morning in his great big truck, because sometimes we have as many as 10 bags that are huge that we're taking all kinds of supplies that you help us gather, and we take it to the airport, we get on the plane, we go through Dubai. We get a whopping 1 hour and 20 minutes to make our connecting flight, which is challenging. And then we move on for another 6.5 hour flight and get to Lusaka at about 2:30 in the afternoon. And you would think, oh gosh, you got to be exhausted and everything. But when you land on the ground and there's about 100 people on that plane that you're about to become best friends with for the next week, you get this shot of adrenaline, and it all works out. But when you go to bed Saturday night, you sleep really good. So the big truck that you see there on the upper left, that's so 100 people bringing as many as 10 bags each, or 5 or whatever bags. It's a lot of bags, so it all goes in a big truck. And then they have a big welcome for us that the kids put on for us, and then a meal, and then you go through kind of preparations for the next day. So next slide. And so Sunday, you go to bed, you get up next morning, and there's so many kids there now that and when you've got the addition of all the Americans that are coming in, it's too many people to fit into the one service, so they break the services into boys and then girls. And you're thinking, in your American minds, wait a minute, why shouldn't the ladies go first? I mean, that's what we hear about, right? But the boys have to get up earlier, okay? So the ladies get to sleep late, so there you go. Anyway, they have a service, and you go in, and you meet the kids, and then there's lunch, and then the vendors that come in from all around the city, and they're trying to sell you souvenirs, and you end up usually buying stuff. And then you get to meet your translators and your partners, and then you have dinner and preps for the next day. Next slide. All right, so this slide is going to tell you each summer they have, go ahead and start playing it. Each summer they have a theme, and the theme for this past summer was I am redeemed, made new by Jesus. Nice and loud.
I am redeemed, I have been saved, God has made me new by his amazing grace. I was lost till he found me, I was captive, now I'm free. Jesus, I believe, I am redeemed. Call me by my name. Now he lives inside of me. No more fear and no more shame. I have a new identity.
Christ put himself on that cross. Though he was blameless and sinless, he suffered the loss. My debt is great, but he paid the cost. Now I am saved by his grace because
I am redeemed, I have been saved. God has made me new by his amazing grace. I was lost till he found me. I was captive, now I'm free. Jesus, I believe I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am restored. I am renewed. By Jesus my Lord, I am redeemed, I am restored, I am renewed. By Jesus my Lord, I am redeemed, I am restored, I am renewed. By Jesus my Lord, I am redeemed, I am restored, I am renewed. By Jesus my Lord, God's made me new by his amazing grace. I was lost till he found me. I was captive, now I'm free. Jesus, I believe I am redeemed. So
I Am Redeemed is the theme of the all the skits that they do through the course of the week. It's like Vacation Bible School or church camp or something like that, except it's like on steroids. It's all day long, and it's very exciting and loud, and all this stuff is going on, so it's really cool. Go ahead and go to the next slide. All right, so now, on Monday, it's day one of camp life. In the morning, what you do is you take a tour of Lusaka, and while the kids are coming into camp, there's 1,000 kids coming in. They all have to be kind of organized into what group they're going to be put into, so it takes a little bit of time to do all that. So while they're doing that, you get on a bus and you take a tour of Lusaka, and then you meet the children, which usually means if you've had the kids from before, you're going to get tackled. Because there's this mass of children, and then there's this organism that's moving towards you. And the next thing you know, you're on the ground, and they're all over you. Uncle Mark, Uncle Mark, Uncle Mark, they're all so glad to see you, and it's crazy. And so it's a great time. And then through the course of the week, there's big session, which is what you saw in there in the Legacy Center with loud music and dancing, and then they do skits, and they deal with some of the most heartbreaking topics that these kids are living, and they don't sugarcoat it, and they don't pretend that it doesn't happen. And it's done in a manner that is to point out that there's hope, that this is not normal, and there is a better way, and there is a better life, and that's in Christ. And that's what these kids are being exposed to in the course of the week. And then have dinner, and you go back for get your information for the next day. And then you go back to your room, and for Sunday through Thursday night, everybody makes 8 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And so that becomes like a social time of making designs and fancy, my person wants strawberry and grape on one side and flip it over and all this other stuff. I'm sorry, when I'm making peanut butter and jelly, it's whatever the peanut butter is. It's whatever the jelly that's in my hand. It's going on a piece of bread because I'm moving on to something else. There are some in this room, Lee, who do custom PB&Js. It just seems, kind of crazy to me. And then you have this thing called Villa Time, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But let's go ahead and go to the next slide. Now it's Tuesday. Tuesday the kids arrive about 8:30. They tackle you again all over. You haven't healed up from the trouncing that you got the day before. And then it's more of the same as far as big and small sessions, playing and blessing time. And I want to talk with you about what blessing time is. And that's where one child at a time, you peel off with your child, and that's why you have two translators, because one translator stays with the group of kids, and then you have a time with one child at a time, and some of them actually speak a lot better English than they let on, say, on Monday, that you know to understand by Friday, that they knew what you were saying all the time. But you kind of dig into the kid's life, and you find out what's going on. Are they living on... on the streets? Are they in an abusive situation? Are they okay? Are they sick? Are they, there's, and so you do this with the children, and you also get an opportunity to share Christ with them, and many of them come to Christ, and it's really exciting, but that's what blessing time is, and through the course of the week, you're meeting with all 12 or 10 or 12 of your kids. Then, let's go ahead and go to the next slide, and that is Wednesday. So on Wednesday, that's a big day because it's very kind of organized, where the groups are kind of broken up into four different groups of 1,000 kids. So do the math. Okay, so about 250 kids, and they move from getting their pictures taken. So you get a picture taken with you and one of your partners, one picture at a time, and then you move to getting health checks. Every child that comes to camp gets seen by a doctor, and they do, and it's more than one. There's like three doctors and a few nurses, and they have like this kind of assembly line that the kids go through, where they take measurements of them, and they do an analysis of them, and if there's a child there that is exhibiting anything, they kind of get taken over to the side, and something a little bit deeper is done to find out what's going on with their physical needs. You wouldn't think coloring would be a big deal for teenagers, but man, I'll tell you what, this circle that you see where they're down here on the ground, there's some kids in there that are like 15 and 16 years old, and they are like, this is a Rembrandt here. You back off, don't mess with my coloring. So it's pretty interesting. And then finally, playing time. So playing soccer is usually the biggest thing, but frisbees and basketball and all kinds of stuff is going on. It's a blast. And then big and small sessions, and then blessing time, dinner, more PB&Js, and then villa time. So let's go to the group that you see up in the upper left-hand corner. That's our villa. We stay in a villa with about maybe 20 rooms in it. So we stayed in Villa 1. There's five villas, and they kind of set up a little bit of a competition between the villas about, you know, who has the most fun. So this group that we were working with, after all the PB&Js are made, you would have villa time, where you would spend time with this group, and you'd kind of, What happened today, and what's going on that is in your life relative to what you've just witnessed and everything. It's a great time, and by the time Friday comes around, you are just cemented to these folks, because they've walked through something really deep with you, so it's a great experience. Let's go to Thursday. Thursday is the day that instead of the kids coming from the compounds to you, you go to them. And so you go into the compounds, and the compounds is a very nice word for the ghetto, for the slums, for poverty on a scale that's almost unimaginable, especially if you're an American that's never left America. If you get a chance to go to another country, take it. You need to go see that this is not the norm. What goes on in other countries, in a lot of places, is not like it is here, and it really can expand your horizons as far as understanding what the rest of the world is going through. But you go to the compounds, and then Lee's got these Evangie cubes that the kids have learned, and it's a kind of a graphic way of learning how to present the gospel. And when we go to the compounds, the kids have already mastered this thing that shows about, you know, the story of the gospel, and the kids are sharing it, and people are, you know, you'll be talking with one person, and before you know it, there's like six people gathered around going, what's going on? I want to hear about this. And many people come to know Christ because of that. And then you go back to the Tree of Life, and you get a chance to spend time with the kids that live at the Tree of Life, which is the kids not from the compounds, but the 700 or so kids that are there. So that's when we get to see some of the kids that live in Promise House, which is a big deal, because they've been waiting for us, and we're very excited about seeing them. And Promise House is doing very well. All of the houses at Tree of Life have been completely renovated, and it's doing very well. The house is very well maintained. And then dinner, PB&Js, and Villa Time. Now, it's Friday. But before we get to Friday, I have another video. Go to the next slide, please. All right, this is a video that'll kind of just show you what week was like. Turn it up.
From the deepest sea to the greatest heights, through the city streets to the open sky, from the mountain tops to the desert plains, we will look for you as you light the way into the great unknown. No matter where you go, we'll follow you, we'll follow you. After your wild time, we want to be where you are. We'll follow you, we'll follow you. To the broken one, to the pain untold, to the empty hand, to the thirsty soul, where the tears run dry and the joy.
Really just a montage of all that happened in the course of the week all the way up through Friday. So Friday's the last day that you're with the kids, and it's like Christmas in June because the kids get gifts, and those that have been to Camp Life before, they know, so it's all jazzed up. And you know what you feel like when what you felt like when you were a kid on Christmas morning and everything, and you're all excited and everything, and you know you're going to get something, you hope it's what you want or whatever it might be. And that's what the environment is like, because the kids are just stoked about it. And they get really excited about some of the things that they get. So some of the pictures that you see there, that's on the lower left, that's the group that Lee and I had and our counselors. And then Lee with two of her girls and Helen's little girl, Helen Svensson's here. And so that's Friday, and it's Christmas in June, and it's very hard to be at that bus and say goodbye to the kids. But the thing that's been so restorative, even at that moment, is the fact that we've been coming back, and we've been able to come back. And so the next slide, let's go to Saturday. So Saturday's a very busy day. It's your last day in Zambia. And so you're up very early because you're packing your stuff and getting ready to leave. And then we have two different sponsorship or two different parties. One is the sponsorship party that many of you helped us pay for, where the kids that are sponsored get to come to camp for Saturday, and we have a big party with them. And then we also do a big party with the kids that live in Promise House, as well as some of the kids that live in some of the other houses that we've built relationships with over the years. And then you depart for home at 10 o'clock at night. You're walking out on the tarmac to get on your airplane after you've been at it for all day long and all week long, and you get on an airplane. And then you arrive back home on Monday at 8:30 in the morning, and Larry, the famous Uber, picks us up at Dulles and takes us home, and we get ready to go back again. So that is camp life, and that's graduation. And I'm here to tell you that the ministry is doing incredibly well. And they've been through a lot. There's a lot of changes that have happened, but they are stronger than ever, and they're poised for some great things. They're in their fifth graduating class now of kids that are, some are off at college and others are in different jobs that they've taken. And this mass of kids, it's 207 that are graduating in 2018, but it's going to be even more. And in within a few years, it's going to be around 1,000 kids graduating each year moving forward. So you are having an effect on that. All right, so it's time for me to wrap it up. I'm doing pretty good. I am doing really good. Yeah. Yeah.
They said, knowing I'd been to their village before, and I knew they had nothing. And they're praying for me, praying the heart of God. Amen. It was beautiful.
Amen. You know, the motto, thank you, Sharon. The motto for Family Legacy is changing one child at a time, reaching one child at a time. But the truth is that for every child that's reached there, there's somebody like myself or Sharon or Lee or others that have been there, and including yourselves, because you've been supportive of it, and you let me take the service away from Pastor and share all these things with you about what's going on. You're a part of that. A long time ago, after my first trip, many of you know that I work at NASA, and I talked about the fact that how many men, people have walked on the surface of the moon. How many, who knows? Come on, throw out a number. 3, 4, 12, okay, it's 12. 6 missions, 2 land each time, okay? So 12 people have landed on the moon and come back, okay? But it took hundreds of thousands of people being involved in making that happen. 100,000 people didn't go to the moon and come back, 12 did. But you are part of making it so that we can go to a place that's almost as foreign as the moon for us to go to and explore it and get to know the people there and bring it back home, like bringing back the moon rocks and sharing it with you about what life is like outside this little bubble that we live here inside of in America, which we're blessed, and I love it, and I just want to say thank you, God, for putting me here. But we're not supposed to just hold on to what we got, guys. We're supposed to use it to make the life of others better. All right, I got one more video. I am right on time. So I told Pastor, I said, I want you to knock me in the head if I'm not done by this time.
Take a moment to remember how you arrived where you are today. Think about those people who invested their lives into yours. Your mom, your dad, your grandparents, your first grade teacher, your doctor, youth leader, pastor, and friends. As a child, they were all there to raise you, to feed you, to teach you, to nurse you back to health when you were sick, to guide you in the ways of the Lord, to pray for you, and ultimately, invest their lives into yours. Each of us are who we are today because people did for us what we could never do for ourselves. Now take a moment to imagine what your life would look like without those people. Approximately 9,000 miles from where you call home, there is a child who could use you as a partner to help them through life. The brokenness of these children is undeniable, but we serve the same God Nehemiah did, who rebuilds and restores what is broken.
Life for vulnerable and orphaned children in Zambia isn't just hard. It's nearly impossible. Many of these children, they're hungry, they're abused, they're uneducated, they're without hope. Their lives have been shattered and broken down.
In the Old Testament, God called Nehemiah to assemble a team from a faraway land to rebuild the broken down walls of Jerusalem. The city had been attacked by the enemy and was left vulnerable and weak. It would soon be destroyed if no one stepped in to rebuild. The walls are broken down in the lives of orphans and other vulnerable children in Zambia. They are broken spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, and physically. In the spirit of Nehemiah, Family Legacy is assembling a team to help to heal the brokenness in the lives of these children. We call it the Nehemiah Partnership.
For the vulnerable and orphan children in Family Legacy's programs, their future is bright. You see, Family Legacy exists to glorify God by empowering children to become everything God would have them be. Our great desire is to care for them physically, emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually. We want to place these kids in a position where they are givers to society instead of takers. There are over 12,000 children in our Legacy Academy schools. Each of those children receive a Christian education, a meal every day in one of those 26 locations. In addition, we have over 3,000 children that attend government schools that are part of our sponsorship program. This year, nearly 7,000 kids are going to go to Camp Life. They're going to come to the Hilltop from their compounds, and they're going to receive an amazing experience as they engage with both American and Zambian camp counselors. In that time, they are going to be shown how much God loves them and how important it is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. There are over 700 children in our Tree of Life Children's Village. They are in one of 64 homes. Each home has two house mothers who treat those children as if they are their own. And the Tree of Life Children's Village also has the Hill Wellness Center. The Hill Wellness Center provides great care for the very difficult health issues that many of these Tree of Life kids have. What we believe is that these children are receiving a great Christian education, and some of them will actually eventually graduate from high school and end up in our Excel Beyond program. Our Excel Beyond program not only allows people to go to college, but for some of the children, the best solution for them is to get vocational training and to be involved in trades training in schools that are in partnership with Family Legacy.
In the same way that Nehemiah called together and united people from all walks of life to restore and rebuild the walls in order to protect Jerusalem, at Family Legacy, we have well over 1,000 staff members, a multitude of supporters, and community volunteers, all with different gifts, who are uniting together to rebuild the broken lives of Zambia's vulnerable and orphan children.
I help rebuild the lives of my girls by cooking, singing, and playing with them.
My team and I help rebuild the lives of our children by providing health care, life-saving medication, and emotional counseling.
I help rebuild the lives of our children by counseling and encouraging them.
I help rebuild the lives of our children by teaching them English, math, and science.
I help rebuild the lives of our children through studying God's word, prayer, praise, and worship.
We believe it is possible to see holistic transformation take place when each of us step out in faith and serve in our specific God-given roles.
For some of us, it's a person in our lives, his refuge. And so this little boy, Gibbon, his grandmother was his refuge. Does not have a mother and a father, and she is saving him, keeping him going. And for me, my grandmother was my refuge in ways. And so we had this connection through our grandmothers that that I never could have anticipated.
Building the walls of Jerusalem was a process that did not get completed overnight. It was a process that took some time before any success could be affirmed. In a similar way, we envision a long-term partnership with you for at least 3 to 5 years to ensure consistent and sustainable growth in the lives of our children.
The Nehemiah Partnership is going to help us underwrite the Ministry of Family Legacy and place us in a position to care for these kids for years to come.
For Family Legacy to be able to know that they have funds that they can count on long term would just increase their ability and the impact of the children that they serve and ultimately the nation of Zambia. For our family, we believe they know what they're doing and they do it right. And so for us, we'd rather continue to increase our support, not just the children, but the facilities and the infrastructure to best help Family Legacy serve those children. I'm Heather Washburn, and Ray and I and our three children, Hill, Andrew, and Margo, are proud to be Nehemiah partners.
If you give to Family Legacy, it's not like you're giving to a big charity or a small charity where you can't see the impact. You'll directly see the impact to these kids. My name is Tal Hicks, and I'm very glad to be a Nehemiah partner.
Your support will not only help stop the cycle of abuse and neglect, it will also work to set these children and the generations who follow after them on a wholly new path in their lives.
This is an opportunity to be the Nehemiah partner that you once needed, that our children now desperately need today.
Can you give Mark and his wife a hand for the what they did to put this together? Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Lee. Thank you so much. Three things that I hope you take away from today. Three gets that I hope that you get. The first thing that I hope that you get is grateful. How many of you have taken a medication that you purchased here and when you took it, it made you better? Ever in your life? You just went somewhere and bought something. Over-the-counter, prescription, doesn't matter. You had the access to and the resources for a medication that could make you better. We need to be grateful for that. How many of you go to the store and buy groceries whenever you want to? How many of you have money to just stop somewhere and get some food at a McDonald's? Not McDonald's, God, please, somewhere else. But you stop somewhere and you get some fast food. How many of you can go get clothing when yours wears out? When your shoes wear out, you go and get more shoes. Sometimes we buy clothes we don't need. How many of you, don't wave your hand, have clothes in your closet that still have tags on them because you haven't worn them yet? Folk, we need to get grateful for the blessings of our lives. One thing that I hope you get from this is gratitude. Gratitude for what we have. We are grateful to the Lord, absolutely. We are grateful for mercy and for love and for the faith that we have. But we better be grateful for the necessities that these folk don't have. They don't. You have a car and you have gas in your car, and I could go on and on and on. That's the number one get, I hope. Number one, you will get grateful. Number two, I hope you get perspective. So often we look at the challenges of our world and it is too big. That happens to me all the time. I find myself praying for the needs not only of this nation, but of the world. It's too big. It's too big. You think about the homeless situation in this country. It's too big. You think about the challenges of our cultures and our societies. It's too big. I want you to get some perspective and know that there is change happening, and you can be a part of that. Get perspective. You can do something. Only one person, only $1 can't do anything. You're wrong. Get some perspective. The third get that I want you to get is get involved. Get involved. You saw the Nehemiah Project. Mark and Lee are always encouraging us to sponsor kids. You're not just changing the life of a child. You're changing the face of a nation. I don't think that I'm being parabolic in that. I don't think that that's too big a thing to say. These children are being pulled out of impossible circumstances. They are being, and hear me when I say this, they are being parented. What's happening is they are being parented, and they are being educated, and they're being cared for, and their lives are turning around to the place where they have a desire to be the best that this country has to offer. They're changing. It's a matter of time. They're already changing the face of this nation. They're changing it. It was falling apart, destroyed. These kids, because of the care and concern, because of the resources they've been given, and because they are being seated with the gospel of Jesus Christ, are changing the face of a nation for Him. Get involved. Pick one of these kids, and listen, I know that monetary commitments are hard for us. Call me, have your fund drive. I get calls all the time for fund drives. I'll give $25 in the spring and $25 in the fall. We all have needs that we can be giving to. You can change the face of a nation by giving some money toward a child or toward the Nehemiah Project. Whichever way you want to. Get gratitude for your situation. Get perspective that you can do something. And get involved with this project. I'm always bringing opportunities to you. I'm always bringing needs to you. Thank you so much for how generous you have been and continue to be. I'm thankful for the fact that I can come to you and know that we're going to generate something. We're going to generate funds, if nothing less. I want to challenge you at the top rung of this. Go there. Go there and see it. We do this Sunday every year, not because I want you to know that the baseball hats that you paid for or the underwear that you gave or the shoes, that's not what this is about. I want you to see what's happening in this country. I want you to see how you're partnering with this country to change people. I want you to see how you're sowing the seeds of life and truth and salvation in the lives of real people. I want you to put faces and names with where your money goes. That's what this is about. But if you really got... The Jews call it chutzpah. That's authority. That's guts. Go there. Go there and have that life-changing experience. Go there and meet these kids. Go there and see what's going on. Get hands and feet involved in that. Go make PB&Js. Maybe not as beautiful as Lee's, but go and make PB&Js. Pray for kids and be prayed for. Rejoice and be glad because God is doing a work in that country. And you can be involved in that.